With the 12th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select DJ Hayden.
Well there.
Defensive back, Houston.
The top cornerback on Mike Mayock's draft board from Houston. You say he's the best story in this draft. Mike, he's now an Oakland Raider.
This young man almost died on the practice field on November 8th. He got a freaky hit to his chest from his own teammate. He almost bled out internally. He can play pressure off. Here's what I'll tell you about this football player. At his pro day, he ran 4.38 when he was medically cleared. The first tape I put on was UCLA. In the first half against UCLA, he had a great interception, a forced fumble on a hustle play, and a pass broken up. The second game I put on, he had two interceptions, one return for 95 yards. And the third game was Louisiana Tech. You guys remember the name Quentin Patton?
Yes, sir.
The wide receiver from La Tech?
Yes, sir.
This kid squatted on him, didn't let him off the line of scrimmage. Patton had four catches for 36, and Oakland just got themselves not only a great story, but a heck of a football player.
An amazing story of determination and perseverance as DJ Hayden overcame a near-fatal collision on the practice field at the University of Houston back in early November, and in late April now, he is a first-round draft pick in the NFL. Welcome back to our off-season Raiders report. I'm Greg Papa. It was a whirling dervish of activity for DJ Hayden. April the 25th, he was chosen number one in New York City, flew out to the Bay Area to greet the media, and of course, right away, he sat down with our Jeanette Thompson.
First of all, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Oakland Raiders. What has this moment been like for you so far?
It's been a blessing. I'm just truly happy, truly excited to even be here.
I'm here to welcome our first selection in the 2013 draft, DJ Hayden.
Just to come from where I came from, the struggles I've been through, and for me to be where I'm at right now, it's a true, true blessing. And I'm truly thankful.
What was the first moment, meaning the phone call that you received? Who was on the other end? What did they say to you?
I saw that 510 number, and I was like, I'm going to the Raiders. I was like, we might be the Raiders. And I think it was Mr. McKenzie on the other line, and just asked me, you ready to be a Raider? I was like, yeah, I'm ready. And it just, family started screaming, everybody yelling, hugging me, pulling me. And I don't know, I was truly happy.
Was there anyone else that you had to call or inform right away that I'm with the Raiders?
People informed me that I was with the Raiders. I got a lot of calls and tweets and text messages and Instagram and everything. So the whole U of H family, and I got a lot of tweets from the Raider Nation, all the fans, the great fans.
Inside the 30, and he will take it to the house.
The coaches here, I think it's a huge thing for them to want players that love the game and that are excited about the game.
Yeah, I definitely love the game. Like, I'm a student of the game. I just try to learn, soak in as much as I can. Just try to get better each and every day. Learn from whoever have more experience than me, or wherever I can pick up from anywhere, just try to get better.
This your guy, Mike Haynes.
When you first arrived here at the facility, I saw that you had taken a glimpse at pictures of players that came before you, a lot of cornerbacks, some greats, some Hall of Famers. Do you look forward to being another Raider great?
I feel like if I just come in here and just work hard, compete, and just try to be the best players I can, sky's the limit.
Well, the Raiders organization has had a long history of shut down corners, and hopefully DJ Hayden will follow suit with Willie Brown, Lester Hayes, the great Mike Haynes, Charles Woodson, and Nnamdi Asamoah. They have had some of the greatest corners to ever play professional football, and the Raiders took him number one in this year's NFL draft. I hope you enjoyed our off-season edition of the Raiders Report. Stay tuned in with the Raiders throughout the off-season for all Raiders news and notes. Go directly to Raiders.com, something I do every day. Thanks for your time on the Raiders Report, and we'll see you in Napa. I'm Greg Papa. This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.